This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers charged in the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state's jobless rate was 2.9% in September. Kamala Harris is warning Wisconsin supporters of what she calls the serious consequences if Donald Trump returns to the presidency, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court granted Trump broad criminal immunity.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails, right? He who has vowed, if reelected, he will be a dictator on day one.
Harris was in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. Groups are asking the Wisconsin Attorney General to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting around the state. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote.
Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Last Friday, the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction held an open house. We spoke with Holly Nowak, Myron Construction's project manager, about the event and what it means to be able to show people what's going on.
What are your thoughts on the project as a whole, and how do you feel about this community day? Like, was attendance what you thought it would be, or are you happy with it?
Sure. It's fun. We love hosting community events like this. We love bringing the community into our construction process and make them feel like they're part of the project. Expose them to things that they may not see every day and help get them excited about their project and their new facility.
Hmm. Well, it is wonderful to be able to tell people about it.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. Saturday, October 26th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the Northwoods' longest-running home haunt back for their 11th year. Sprexel Slaughterhouse presents Somewhere Under the Rainbow, a haunted house for all ages. A $5 minimum donation per person is appreciated. Children are encouraged to attend before dark. The kid-friendly haunt is still frightening for some children. You may exit at any time. This is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., one night only, and is a home haunt in a residential neighborhood, so they do ask that you be respectful to the surrounding neighbors. Enter at your own risk. There will be stairs, hills, flashing lights, loud noises, and uneven ground. Open rain or snow. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at 422 Abner Street in Rhinelander. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players like A.J. Johnson to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like, I look at A.J. Johnson, he struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. I thought there are spurts or moments tonight where you can see where all of them at different points can play. But for all of them, they just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. So he's had a lot of experiences kicking in a lot of different climates, in a lot of different places. And, you know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy is in its 21st season, if you can believe that. How do you keep a show on the air that long? You change cast members, often to keep it fresh. Grey's has announced Sophia Bush will join the cast in a recurring role as a trauma surgeon. The One Tree Hill and Chicago PD actress will make her first appearance this season in episode 6. Bush has also been busy with a One Tree Hill sequel, which is in the works. In yesterday's beats, I mentioned that Al Pacino almost didn't get the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather, and then was in constant fear of being replaced by the studio. More from Al Pacino's memoir, which is about to hit shelves, or iPads, has Pacino sharing that between takes while filming the opening wedding scene, he and co-star Diane Keaton were laughing at how they thought they were ruining their careers by doing the film. They both agreed they were part of the worst movie ever made. Al was eventually in the worst movie ever made, but it wasn't until 2011, and it's called Jack and Jill. Sonny Boy, a memoir, is available October 22nd. Bad news from the world of pop music as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season, featuring Gene Smart as the host and Jelly Roll, brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. Headed to the theater this weekend? Only a few films open in wide release, but two of them are re-releases. The first one is Back to the Future Part 2, starring Michael J. Fox. Many people think the second installment was better than the original and is much better than the third one. The film is being released in honor of its 35th anniversary. Another re-release hitting the screens this weekend is Hocus Pocus. The 1993 film stars Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Although critics were lukewarm on it initially, it did very well with audiences and has great performances by its cast. If you're up for some scares, check out Smile 2, yet another horror film that is so far anyway critically acclaimed with an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if you're lucky enough to live in a town where a theater is showing Goodrich, you can check out some good old-fashioned comedy drama starring Michael Keaton. The film is not yet reviewed, but could be the perfect recipe if you're tired of being freaked out all month. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 70 this afternoon with wind south at 15 to 25. A few sprinkles tonight, 48 tomorrow. Clouds, a few sprinkles in the morning. More sun in the afternoon with a high of 68. Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.